All right, Carlos, win or go home. How are you feeling today?
Great. What a privilege. You know, we get to come to the ballpark today with a tremendous opportunity in front of us. That's what you play for. That's what you, you know, I'm going to go back what I said a few days ago. If somebody would have asked me at the beginning of spring training or when I first got the job that October, what is it, 3rd, 4th, you're going to be playing a win or go home type game, I'll sign up for it. I'm excited. And I can't wait for the first pitch.
It's going to be an exciting game, but the fact that it is do or die, your guys have been resilient all year. Have those examples of coming back from resilient moments, do they work for games like this where you need it?
Yeah, I mean, it works, definitely works. We've been through a lot of games where everything's on the line. You know, obviously, this is a do or die. I like the experience. I like guys' mentality. But, you know, reality is we're facing a pretty good team that they've been pretty resilient as well. You know, they faced a lot of adversity, whether it was through injuries or whatever that might be, and they found a way to win the division. So it's not going to be easy, but I like our chances.
The way both you and Pat Murphy have set up the lineups and are getting ready for these starting pitching matchups, it's going to be a lot of relievers today. When you go through plans, how difficult is it for you to not overthink so many options during the game? It's got to be difficult.
Yeah, and that's why you prepare as much as possible, but then you got to let things play out. You know, you got to wait to what the game is telling you and adjust accordingly. Like I said, I feel pretty good. Our preparation, our process, I'm going to trust the coaches as well. And we're going to go in with a game plan, but that doesn't work the way, you know, you would like to all the time. It's just you got to go out there, slow things down, because the game's going to get fast. But again, just putting guys in positions where we feel they're going to have success, that's our job, and then they got to go out and do it.
I saw yesterday they used Trevor McGill very early in the game. Devin Williams obviously closed. I'm wondering, would you ever use Edwin Diaz that early in the game tonight if you needed to?
Yeah, definitely. I was surprised they didn't go to Williams in the 8th, down 1, on a, you know, potential elimination game. And it worked for them. But, yeah, I wasn't surprised at all that they went to McGill. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do the same thing today. And maybe it's Peralta after, you know, 68 pitches 2 days ago. Williams earlier than normal. And we'll be ready. And then I have a decision there with Diaz as well.
You're choosing Jose Quintana just to start, maybe over David Peterson. I'm wondering, what are you looking forward to from a guy who not only has big league experience, but a little postseason experience with Quintana?
Yeah, I want him to attack the strike zone. I want him to use all of his pitches in and out, up and down, changing velos, getting ground balls, whether it's by using the changeup, the two-seam. I like his demeanor. You know, you said it. This is a guy that's been in this league for a long time. He's got the experience. He's calm. He's got poise. And he's going to give us a chance here.
And then with your lineup, I know you've created it in a way where I guess the word is lanes, where you have a little bit some openings there to make it tough for maybe Pat Murphy to make some changes. But what have you liked about the at-bats the last 2 days that you feel good about a lineup no matter who you put out there tonight?
Yeah, 1 through 9, we've been doing a really good job of controlling the strike zone, going the other way, putting the ball in play, doing damage, even though we haven't hit a homer. But I feel like we have, you know, we hit some balls hard in the outfield for either outs or in the gaps. I think, you know, it was between Winker and JD. I decided to put another lefty because of this is going to be a pretty aggressive bullpen game. And with some of their righties that they got, they're a tough right on right. I thought that it was important to have another lefty in the lineup today.
All right, all hands on deck both sides. Thanks, Carlos.
Yep, you got it.